We continue with the Swell Music Quiz here on Episode 7. More fun with the callers. Jim from Sharon, or is it Quincy? John in Vermont, Andrew in Milton, Mass., and David in Connecticut keep the Pink Floyd discussion going. Fred from Yarmouth, Maine, heard us and had to get up to call. Mary in Taunton, who just called to flirt with Norm. Russ on a car phone. That is a funny reference because, of course, the phones back then were just so large. They were bag phones. They were these giant phones. They're pretty funny. And that's how we called them. Norm has shocking info about the hipsters and WBZ management. And he has the panel stick around for a third hour, of which there's only about 15 minutes here before the tape ran out. But before that happened, we learned that Norm's having some issues with his cats. And the exquisite Linda Chase calls in and gives us her best Ethel Merman impression to sing the freshly written first listen of a Swell Music Quiz theme song. Let's get this jam-packed show started.
Ed Mullen and Tony Nesbitt and Jack Hart and Mike Epstein. What a crew this is. And we're playing the Swell Music Quiz. All set to go with the second hour, kids, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Ready to go. Ready. Yes.
Oh, hold on a minute. I'll turn your microphone on so people can actually hear you.
Ready as I'll ever be.
Really funny ad-libs coming at you.
Wacky.
Here we go.
Okay, let's get to Jim and Sharon. Hi, Jim.
Hi, I'm at Quincy, Mass.
Oh, you're in Quincy?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Hold on a minute.
Sharon's a nice place, though. I've been there a couple of times.
Oh, but you're not in Sharon. Wait a minute. Okay, that's Quincy. Okay, anyway, so much for that.
Yeah, but if you'll... Years, Norm. I'm not going to tell you that I'm old, but I was a waiter at the Last Supper.
That's good. You're going to do shtick for us, are you, Jim? Just knock it off.
I just wanted to give you one little shot there.
Okay. What category would you like, Jim?
Could I please have rock and roll?
Rock and roll. Give him rock and roll, Big Ed.
Coming at you. What work of art does Nat King Cole sing about?
Work of art, Mona Lisa.
Very good.
Okay. I never thought of that as rock and roll exactly, that's okay, yeah.
I'm trying to change the pace just a little bit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I got one for you.
Okay. Fire away.
Okay, there was a series on years ago called Fury, and a kid by the name of Joey played Fury on the series, and also his father was named Pete. What's their real name?
Is this a musical question?
No, it's about the story about a boy.
No.
You want a musical question?
Yeah, we're in a rock and roll category.
Oh, all right. Anyway, that was Robert Diamond and Pete Graves, by the way.
Oh, everybody knows that.
Okay, I'll give you a musical question.
Okay.
What was the theme song?
Rum and Coca-Cola, okay?
The Andrew Sisters.
It was the Andrew Sisters. We know that. But what label were they on?
Decca.
Bacardi's. Oh.
Yeah, it was Decca the first, yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. All Let me get rid of you, Jim, because you're really boring. Okay. John in Vermont. Hi, you're on WBZ.
Hi, guys.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Good. Good. Very good.
I'm good. Great show.
I'm all right.
Thank you.
Great?
Great show. No, it's a great show.
Not dumb. Great.
No, that's right. No, it's not dumb. It's not good. It's great.
Great. I got
category you would like what?
Rock and roll.
Okay.
I got a comment on the caller before the news.
Yeah.
And he was talking about Pink Floyd.
Do you know that Pink Floyd was a farmer in the 14th century?
No. Yes, he was correct that the original, the guy who formed it, Syd Barrett, his cats were named Pink and Floyd. But going further, they were named after Pink Anderson and Floyd Council. There were New Orleans blues guys from...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Good enough.
And there's another song that nobody in the band does the vocals for, but it's not really singing. It's off Dark Side of the Moon. And Claire Torrey, she basically screamed.
Hmm. Where in Vermont are you, by the way, John?
Reigate.
What? I'm sorry?
Reigate.
Well, where's that?
Oh, it's about two-thirds up on the New Hampshire border, on the Connecticut River.
Okay. You ready for a rock and roll question?
Sure.
Okay, go get him, big guy.
Okay, what band was Rick James in before going solo? He was with another famous superstar.
James Brown?
No, that's not right. It's a tough question. Sorry about that.
I'm sorry, John. I appreciate you trying anyway. Thank you for calling. And if you want to play the game with us, the phone number is 254-1030. Area code 617. The lines do get jammed up, but if you keep trying, I'm sure you'll be able to get through. Bill in the town of Easton. Hi, Bill.
How you doing?
Hey, okay. What category?
Let me try rock and roll tonight.
Okay.
All right, here's the question for you. Who is the lead singer of the group The Raspberries?
The Raspberries? Oh, come on. You got to give me something late this century. I have no idea.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bill.
Hey, I got a question for you, though.
Okay.
It's about rock and roll.
Yep.
Name the bands that Paul Rogers played in before and after Bad Company. And what famous group was a Bad Company cover band before becoming famous?
Well, The Firm was one of the bands Paul Rogers was in, and also
Free.
Okay.
The group Free.
Yep, that's right. Now, how about the cover band? It used to be a Bad Company cover band before becoming famous.
The Raspberries.
Oh. Foreigner.
What was that?
Foreigner.
No kidding.
Foreigner. Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right. Have a good night, guys.
You too, Bill. Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot for calling. Okay, 254-1030, area code 617. The categories are not only rock and roll, but and obviously that's always the most popular category, but also big band jazz and musical comedy. So if you'd like to try some of the others.
And a stray classical question now and then.
Every now and then, yeah. About every four or five programs we get one. Andrew in Milton. Hi, Andrew.
Hi. I can't believe you have Pink Floyd on the under the, that thing. The name of that track was, One of These Days I'll Cut You Into Little Pieces. The thing underneath your ID. The Pink Floyd in the background.
I don't do this.
Oh, he's talking about the station ID. And there was the background music was Pink Floyd during the news.
I mentioned that the BZ promo that we just played.
Yeah.
Oh, that Pink Floyd underneath?
Yeah.
And you can't believe that some square AM station would do that, eh?
No.
Man, we are so cool here. We are so cool. If you could see the management here, man, you'd say, ooh, cool, Westinghouse. How cool.
Goatees and berets and sunglasses.
Yeah. Oh, they are. That's right.
Sure, black turtlenecks.
Yeah, that's right.
Sit around drinking coffee.
Yeah, on sprockets.
That's right. Right now, the management is in the front office. They're just pumping themselves up with heroin. It's pretty. They're so hip. They're so hip, man.
Now's the time on sprockets that we dance.
Okay. What category would you like, by the way, Andrew?
Jazz.
Jazz? Oh, I'm excited. That's me.
Easy. Someone towel him off. Cold sweat.
I know it. I'm never.
But listen to him shake. His hands are shaking.
Okay. Edward Kennedy is a United States Senator, as well, you know. And it's also the first two names of a musical genius who pardon me?
Duke Ellington.
Duke Ellington, that's right. Edward Kennedy Ellington, that's right. What question do you have for me?
Okay,
for us.
Gil Evans and Miles Davis made an album in 1960 called, it's kind of a jazz classical question, but they made an album called Sketches of Spain, and there was a track on the album called Concerto de Aranjuez. It's originally written by a Spanish composer, named the composer.
Oh, isn't that interesting? I have that album at home, and I love it. It's a Columbia album, and it's during the era when Miles Davis was playing the kind of stuff that I love. But I don't know. I'd say like Manuel de Falla, somebody like that, but I really don't know.
It's Rodrigo.
Okay, I missed that. No, I never would have gotten that. Okay, let me give you one then, one final one. Let's see. Let me give you one final one. Are you ready for one final one?
I'm ready.
Okay. While we're talking about Duke Ellington, there was a band leader who admired Duke Ellington so much he was called the White Duke Ellington. Who would that band leader be?
I have to guess Benny Goodman.
No, it was not. It was not Benny Goodman.
That
that's
so
a good guess because. But it was somebody not quite as popular as Benny. Well, hardly anybody was as popular as Benny Goodman. Why don't I tell you the answer? It was Charlie Barnett is who it was.
Oh.
He did
Charlie
Barnett. He did a lot of things that sounded very much like Duke Ellington because he was just he's so enamored by Ellington stuff, as who would not be. But anyway, you did very well, Andrew, and I thank you for bringing up the category.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Okay, let's go to David in Connecticut. David, hi, you're on WBZ.
Hi, The gentleman who called regarding the name of Pink Floyd, did he say they got it from two cats? Is that what he said?
Yes. We said he named his two cats. One was Pink and one was Floyd. And then the person who called named the people...
New Orleans artists or something.
Pink and Floyd Patterson came from. And,
yeah.
Okay, I misunderstood then. I thought he said the band got their name from two cats. I was going to correct him.
Well, I think the cats got the name from the real guys, and then the band got the name from the cats.
Okay, anyway, I'll take...
That's the common thread. Next.
I bet you wish you were that witty, Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, 254-1030, area code 617. We go to Ken. Ken in Boston. Hi, Ken.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good. I guess you can tell we're doing really swell.
Sounds good.
What category would you like?
I have an answer to a question that has been unanswered.
Okay.
And that's about it. Rick James.
Okay, the question was, Rick James was in a band before going solo. He was in a band with a very famous person.
That was Neil Young.
That's right.
Minor Birds.
The Minor Birds.
I believe they formed in Canada.
You are correct, sir.
Wow.
Neil Young from Canada.
Uh-huh.
Excellent. Very. That was a tough question. Do you have one for us now?
Gosh, I couldn't think of one. All right, let me think. What year did they come back to the United States?
Rick James and Neil Young seems like an unlikely.
It's probably 1968.
Close. You're probably right.
It was on the cusp.
Actually, I'm not sure what year exactly.
You don't know. Okay. So you see, you have to, number one, when you're taking part in the show, you have to have a question right ahead of time. And then you have to know the answer to the question.
Next time I
know these rules seem terribly, forbidding, but that's the way it has to go.
Next time I'll have a good one for you.
Okay, Ken. Thank you very much.
So the international dateline, New Year's Day, the whole thing. It could have been 69. It might have been 67.
It depends on where you were.
Daylight savings time, the whole thing.
John in Andover. Hi, you're on WBC, John.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Isn't it nice of you to keep asking? From here on, with anybody who calls, please not ask how we are or how things are going.
All right, sorry about that.
No, that's okay. You're still a good guy.
All right.
What category would you like?
Well, no, I might have an answer to your trivia question about the Raspberries.
Who was the lead singer of the Raspberries?
Would that be Eric Carmen?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Excellent.
Very good.
How are you doing, by the way?
Well, I'm doing very good, thank you.
Okay.
That's all right. You can ask me. I'm doing pretty good.
Okay.
I have a little one for you. A group called Black Sabbath. Can you name me the three singers that sang for Black Sabbath?
Ozzy Osbourne, Ronnie James Dio, and...
That's correct so far.
Tony...
Nesbitt.
No, it was... Tony Frank? No.
Who they have that tribute for? What's his name?
Wait a minute. There was a guy on that, on Tier, and he was on the other one. Tony Franklin?
No. Nope.
Tony?
Yeah.
You're thinking of probably Tony Iommi, who's the guitarist.
No, I'm not. I saw them with this other lead singer. And
I'll give you three more hours to answer. No, I think we're going to have to give us the answer. We missed that one.
Okay. Ian Gillan, 1985, they came out with an album called Born Again.
And there's another lead singer besides that.
Well, those are the three famous ones before Black Sabbath went downhill.
Who do you happen to know who's singing on their last album?
Well, some of it is very not good. I saw them back in February.
Yeah.
And
who was it?
They probably pulled him out of the audience. He was pretty bad.
Because I didn't get the record, and I said, I wonder who's the singer.
Don't bother getting it.
Okay.
It's not worth it.
I was wondering who the lead singer was.
No, it's
Dio
not.
Came back for one record, and then they came out with another one. I'm like, who's on this one?
I don't know.
Okay.
In fact, I saw him in concert, and then I washed my hands of the whole scene, to be honest with you.
Okay.
That was their gimmick. They went to every town and picked one person to sing.
That's probably what they did. They probably pulled this guy out of the audience. I'm telling you. But anyway.
Okay, here's your question for the big certificate or whatever it is we'll dig out for you.
May I give him another question?
No, we ask...
Oh, you asked me a question.
Yeah,
no, we ask you a question.
Okay, go ahead. Can I answer another question that you had?
No.
All right, go ahead.
That's only the introduction question that you can answer one that's been asked.
All right.
Okay, here you go. It's the... who is the lead singer of Midnight Oil?
Oh, jeez.
He's 6'8" and bald.
Yeah, I can picture him. I can see him, and I couldn't even tell you the name. I can't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I can see him, but I can't tell you the name.
Oh, I feel so bad, John.
Oh, it's all right. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
All right, well, have a good night.
You too, John.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
At least he's not 6'8" and bald.
Okay. Let's take a break.
That's all I remember about him.
And time. Okay. It's 26 minutes after. In fact, it's 25 minutes after 1 o'clock. And we have Fred from Yarmouth, and right off, we know what the category is going
to
be, Fred.
I just can't resist. I'm lying in bed, sound asleep. I come up to the surface listening to my transistor. I hear you, and I got to get up.
Well, I'm glad you did, Fred. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Jazz.
Jazz and big bands?
Jazz, big bands, yeah.
Okay, jazz, big bands. I'm going to give you...
You're going to stick me, aren't you?
I never can stick you. You always know the answer. You probably have won about 753,000 times. You're the biggest winner in Yarmouth, Maine, as a matter of fact.
I'm the only one.
No, there's a guy once around 1936, just north of Portland, I think, who won once.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the names of three theme songs of big bands. Just tell me two out of three, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Elks Parade.
Say again?
Elks Parade. You just tell me who used these as a theme. Just two out of three.
Okay.
Elks Parade, Starburst, and Thinking of You.
Oh, my gosh. well, Thinking smile. Of You, I think, is Ben Burney, isn't it?
Thinking of You, as a matter of fact, was K. Kaiser.
Oh, yeah.
One of the worst bands in the business.
Just passed to his reward the other day.
What's that?
I say Ishka Bibble just passed to his reward the
other day. That's right, he did. He died within the past week or so.
Yeah,
a couple of weeks
and
poor Ish.
A good one that went was Earl Warren, who was the lead Daldo for Basie for so many years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. An excellent musician.
I'm an astrologist of the crowd.
Oh, yeah, I didn't realize he had died.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Big obit in the New York Times.
Oh, my. Elks Parade, do you know who used to use that as a theme song?
No, I have no idea. Giving me these offbeat bands.
I know, and I tell you, what was the other one I said? John, I wonder if you just hold a Jack.
Yep.
Are you humming?
Oh, just tapping my toe for a second. Sorry about
parade,
that.
I thought I
had leaned away for a second.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I have no idea.
Okay, Starburst. Did I say Starburst?
Starburst, yes.
You know, okay, I'll give you Starburst. Who used that as a theme song?
I have no idea.
Just name one of those.
I can't name any of them.
Okay, Starburst with Gene Krupa.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Elks Parade. Elks Parade was Bobby Sherwood.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Oh, I'm so...
All right, I feel so bad.
Okay.
Just let me ask you one.
Okay.
This was a house band at KYW for many years, and their theme song was Quaker City Jazz.
That wasn't Elliot Lawrence, was it?
Nope.
The
male vocalist was Bon Bon, and the female vocalist was Carlotta Dale.
Yeah, that was Jan Sabbitt.
That's it.
Yeah,
Jan. Now, let me ask you a thing if you remember. TIC many years ago at 12:30 practically every day.
This is WTIC Hartford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Norman Clotier and his Merry Madcaps. Do you remember that band?
I do. It was a funny name for
a
band.
That was a house band there.
Yeah.
And
I didn't
pretty good stuff.
I didn't realize it was the TIC house band. No.
It was.
Yeah.
And those were they advertised for G Fox, the department store in Hartford, as I recall. Does that bring back a memory to you?
Yes, it does. It does.
Norman Clotier.
But when you said Philadelphia, and I said Elliot Lawrence, obviously it was Jan Sabbitt, but
yeah.
Elliot Lawrence came out of Philadelphia. Do you remember his band?
I sure do.
He had a woman with him named Rosalind Patton, I think, who sang something. Sympathy. Remember that? What was that song?
Yeah.
How does that go? Can you hum that?
Oh, no. I can't hum. I'm not very vocal that way.
Sympathy. No, I'm humming the wrong song. But I was a big fan of her, so much so that I sent away to Philadelphia. He came out of Philadelphia. His folks owned Horn and Hardat. You remember the...
The
restaurant where you put a quarter in and stuff.
The automat,
that's right.
There used to be one in Harvard Square.
Oh, was there? In Boston? In Cambridge?
In that bank building there. As you face the subway station looking from the Harvard Co-op, toward the subway station there in Harvard Square.
Yeah.
There was a bank building over there on the right, and in that right next to it was a little Horn and Hardart.
Oh, I didn't.
I go back a few years on that one.
No, I didn't. No, I go back a whole lot of years, too, Fred, and I didn't realize that.
Well, I lived in Cambridge from 28 to 32. My dad was number two in the ROTC program there.
Mm.
He taught the freshman military science, and he was coach of the polo team.
Oh, hey, listen, I got to get going because we've got news in about half a minute.
Give me one more question.
I think that's about okay. One very, very, very fast question. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The theme. Who had the theme Cherokee? You know that.
Oh, that's the Ray Noble tune, and it was Charlie Barnett.
Charlie Barnett is absolutely correct, Fred.
You redeemed yourself. Certificate this time, but I'll try again.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call,
take
Fred.
Care.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. The time is 1:36, and we're back with the music quiz game, and the idea is to call 254-1030, area code 617, and pick a category, whether it's rock and roll, big band, musical comedy, jazz, whatever you'd like. And we'll ask you questions, you ask us questions, but be sure to have a question in mind when you do call, and you may win a real trashy nothing kind of prize, but it'd be kind of fun just take part in it. And our panel, Tony Nesbitt, Ed Mullen, Jack Hart.
Hi.
Nobody asked you to say hi. Just be quiet. What do you get? And also, of course, Mike Epstein, who's our producer. And, and of course, the very lovely Marilyn Gorelnik.
She's in the studio with Mike.
That's right. She's sitting on Mike's lap. And we'll go to Rich in the town of Weston. Hi, Rich.
How are you?
None of your business.
We are fine.
You were chatting about Elliot Lawrence coming from the Horn and Hardart family.
Yes.
I reminded me of the old Jack Vernon story, whose uncle Zach died in the automat eating a cherry pie.
Oh, I remember that.
The little door snapped and broke his neck.
Oh, jeez.
I'm for big band jazz.
Okay, Jack, because Jackie Vernon was a very funny guy. He was the one who said, you know, when you're approaching a woman, if you want to score, say, especially on the beach, you kick your toe around the sand a little bit and say, excuse me, have you seen my Congressional Medal of Honor? I seem to have dropped it here. Or if you're in an ice cream shop or something. Did he play
a very funny trumpet, too. Really.
Oh, did he? I don't remember that part. He said, did I drop my Congressional Medal of Honor in your banana split or something? Anyway, did he die? I think he did. Or did he not? Because he was one of the great promising comics and then suddenly disappeared.
Yeah.
Death will do it to you, I suppose.
Yeah.
Isn't that awful?
That could be a problem.
You reach room temperature.
I beg your pardon?
Your body reaches room temperature.
Man.
What is room temperature? Room temperature is the temperature of any room you're in.
That's true.
All right. Just thought I'd say this.
Okay. Science.
Big band jazz.
Okay. Big band jazz. Let me give you a couple of titles of theme songs.
Can we mention something?
We have to mention this right now.
What's that?
Go ahead, Ed.
Sorry. Norm is holding in his hand the questions. He's going through a couple of things that look like treasure maps. It looks like the Magna Carta is sitting right there. It's ripped up, folded over about a zillion times.
And they're yellowed around the corners. They look like they should be under glass.
Suitable for framing.
Barely.
See, the fact of the matter is I keep bringing in these same questions, and most of the people ask for rock and roll things, so I never get to ask them. As a result, I begin to waste away in my hand. Okay, you want a big band, not jazz necessarily, but big band.
Big band jazz.
Big band jazz. Okay, big band jazz. I'll give you a theme song, and you tell me whose band used that as its theme. And the Blue Flame.
Woody Herman.
Woody Herman is exactly right. Now, you ask me one, if you would, or ask us one.
I got an easy one and a hard one. I'll give you the hard one so I can get that crumpled up piece of trash.
Okay.
Artie Shaw's first real popular band, you know, recorded Begin the Beguine. What was the name of his lead alto player?
Tony Pastor?
No, he played tenor.
Oh, he played tenor, that's true. Hmm. Okay. I thought that was a trick question. That was a stupid comment on my part.
Louis Pastor?
No. Louis Pastor, that's right, was his alto. His alto saxophone player in the Artie Shaw band. Alto saxophone.
It was with him many years.
Yeah. I don't remember.
name was Les Robinson.
Well, I never would have guessed that in 100 years. Les Robinson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that. I did know that name. Shame on me. Shame on me. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm saying shame on me. Okay.
I had another easy one, I'm sure.
Okay, hit me with the easy one.
Who is the composer trombonist who Harry James hired away from Ellington?
Was it Juan Tizol?
You got it. I knew
there
you got it.
Okay. Let me ask you this question. Now, this is sort of more jazz than rock. Is that okay with you?
I don't know anything about
rock. I didn't mean rock. I mean more jazz than the big band. What do you think?
Well, I'm better on big band, so.
All right.
Try it.
Okay, this is in 1931, he recorded a song called Dallas Blues, and in the lyric was, "Gonna put myself on the Santa Fe and go, go, go." And that was in 1931. 12 years later, of course, 1943, he died aboard that very same train, the Santa Fe, of pneumonia at the age of 39. Big, heavyset guy from which he got his first name, his nickname. A fine piano player, organist, and used to poke fun at music when he played it.
That's Wallace.
Yeah, that's right. I gave you more clues than is written down on my torn paper, but
I was just waiting for you to give him the name the next time.
I know. Anyway, you guessed it right. And so as a result, you get a crumpled up certificate of award that's not worth the paper it's printed on.
Okay.
And I know you'll be just so damn proud of it.
It'll go over the fireplace.
Okay.
Maybe right in the fireplace.
Yeah, maybe right.
To use
right.
For kindling next season.
Right. Right. Maybe right, as Rich says, mainly right into the fireplace. Okay, here's Mike Epstein, and thank you very much for calling. Oh, you know who's on the line with us right this very minute? One of my favorite.
Let me just
people.
Hear her breathing, that's all.
Okay, and she's, here are your clues. She is a writer of songs, has written songs for a leading Boston radio program.
Okay.
She is also a fine musician, pianist, keyboard general, and a great singer.
Yeah.
Can sing just about anything and knows more about music than most anybody.
Is she easy on the eye?
She is easy on the eye.
So she's lovely and delightful?
She is lovely and delightful. She's easy to look at, delightful to know. And heaven to dance with.
Ooh.
Yeah. And
her neck doesn't taste too bad either.
No. Nibbling on her neck is one of America's greatest pastimes. Mm. And right now she's getting nauseated.
I wish I'd
shut up.
Hey, Norm, I'm not going to sing your new swell music quiz theme song if you keep that up.
Okay, this is a Linda Chase, of course, everybody knows.
Hey, Norm, I got a new song for you.
Oh, I'd love to hear it. Are you willing to do it right now?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to record this for you guys.
Okay.
Hey, Ed, this is for you, too.
Hit us with it.
Actually, all of you guys got your names in this, so.
Ooh. Oh, this really, that means I can't ever drop any of these people. They're stuck with me forever.
Okay.
Music's great. Music's swell. And Ed Mullen and Norm know it well. Rock and roll, pop or jazz. Use gold bonds on that rash. Ask Tony, Ed, Mike, Jack, or Norm, it's true. Honey, please play the swell music quiz. It's a happy scene. Show tunes or big bands, a little love, everything. If you get it wrong, you'll be made to drink Ovaltine. Please play the swell music game. It's for me and for you.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Good. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Apologies to Ethel.
Yeah, a little salute to Ethel Merman. That's right. That's lovely. We look for it. It'll be sent by UPS along with a Vermont teddy bear in the morning.
Hey, listen. With holes in it so we can breathe.
Yeah. Look, a lot of people say, what? Linda Chase, where can I catch her? And, of course, at Ken's Steakhouse. Not this very night. Well, you wouldn't catch her this time of the day anyway. Because she's very fast this time of the day anyway. But Wednesday through Saturday nights at Ken's Steakhouse. Now, you're going to be up in Portsmouth, New Hampshire for several days, I'm told.
Hampton. That's in July.
Oh, at Hampton, New Hampshire.
In fact, your lovely daughter, Sonia, and her crazy gang, came out to see me last weekend, and we all had a great time.
Where are you going to be in Hampton? Because I'm going to be up there in July.
The Ashworth.
And what?
I think it's the 18th through the 22nd. It's a Tuesday through Saturday.
Okay.
I'm up there as part of a duo, which I booked before I got the job at Kim, so I'm kind of taking a little semi-vacation mixed with work, I guess.
Okay, and it's called the Ashburton? No.
Ashworth.
Oh, the Ashworth. And
Ashworth by the Sea.
Ashworth by the Sea, and that's in Hampton.
Yep.
Okay, that's good. And now, Sonia, tell me how much she enjoyed. She caught you at the Cairns.
Yeah.
And then up there, too, she's become one of your groupies.
We had an awful lot of fun.
Well, she was saying that. And so I thought I'd come up and I'll beg you with the entire family, including Sarah, my other daughter. We'll come up and catch you when you're up in Hampton.
Absolutely. That's close.
Okay. Do you mind if we make faces at you and eat pickles while you're singing?
You can suck lemons, I don't care.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. The reason I say that is there used to be a whistler named Fred Lowry. Fred Lowry used to sing with this Ted Weems band, which is a band that Perry Como used to sing with.
Heartaches.
Anyway, he would. That's right. Heartaches was his song. There were a couple of whistlers. Whistling was a big thing at that time, and he's going, and all that. Somebody would sit in the front row and suck on a pickle, a sour pickle, and you know, just the thought of it would make him lose his entire whistling ability. His lips would curl and stuff. And I thought that would be an interesting story, but somehow it just seems to be fading into oblivion.
Yes, it is.
It works for horn players, too.
Does it do that?
Oh, absolutely.
Will that drive them crazy when they see somebody do that? That's great. Would you like to take part in the dumb music quiz? Because you're usually a member of the panel here.
I know.
And I meant to call you and ask you if you'd come on the show.
Yeah, I bet.
She's not buying it, Norm.
Oh, she's not buying that thing. No, I really was going to do that, but I thought, you know what I'm doing? She's such a beautifully talented and wondrous person.
Oh, jeez.
I'm probably taking away from writing a swell song about us.
I got my boots on.
If anything, wow. I can't stand is wiseacre, blonde, beautiful ladies. So just knock it off, fella. Okay, you want to take? You want to try?
No. Well, I'll let people that have been waiting. With their questions, call.
We have no more calls, Linda, so.
I want to say hi to all you guys.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello. And singing my little song, and that's it.
Okay, Linda, thanks a million. You're adorable, and we love you.
Love you guys all, and I'll see you next time.
Okay, great.
Bye-bye.
God, I want her so bad.
We're all like dreamy-eyed. We're like,
she's
first rate.
If she was a president, she'd be Abraham Lincoln.
Oh,
yeah, you fall in with that the next one.
Ed, stop it. Okay, we have Corey who's up in New Hampshire. Where in New Hampshire are you, Corey?
Right on the border by Newburyport and Salisbury. Next to Seabrook.
Oh, and you're next? What's the town you're in?
Kensington.
Say that again?
Kensington.
Oh, Kensington, New Hampshire. Okay. Yeah. What category would you like?
Well, rock and roll, but I got a little correction for that guy that called in for the vocalist of Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
It wasn't Ian Gillan. It was his name was Ray Gillan.
Ray Gillan. Okay.
No. But my question for you is, what band did Ian Gillan sing for?
Deep Purple.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. So we have to ask you a question first, though.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Ready?
I'll do another one. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. What's the common thread? What's the connection with this one? Cold Spring Harbor, New York State of Mind, and Glass Houses.
You got me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Corey.
Are you sure that was Ray Gillan?
Yeah, it was Ray Gillan.
On that Born Again album?
Yeah, Born Again, yep. And he went
the guy who sings for Badlands,
yeah,
Jakey Lee.
Yeah, not anymore, but he did. Yeah.
Okay, and I just wanted to...
Yeah, it was him. He was on the Born Again, then went to Badlands with Jakey Lee.
Okay, I thought it was Ian Gillan. The other singer I was trying to think of before, and I said Tony Frank, it was Tony Martin. Was the other singer who was on one record. Thank you very much.
Okay, Corey, thank you. And let's go to 254-1030, area code 617. Mary, we haven't had too many women taking part in this. Mary is down in Taunton. Hi, you're on WBZ. Nice to talk with you.
Hi, Norm. I just called to flirt with you. No, really, I've got an answer to the crocodile.
Never mind that. Just continue to flirt with me, for heaven's sake. I mean, give me something to live for heaven's sake, Mary.
Okay. Oh, goodness. Okay. I love listening to the show.
Oh, that's great. We love having you with us. Now, what question did you want to comment on?
I have an answer to the Crocodile Rock question, who the girl was.
Right. What's the girl's name in Elton John's song called Crocodile Rock?
Susie.
Susie is correct. Very good.
You have one for us now.
Yes, and it's also Elton John. What composer of classic music did he borrow from for a funeral for a friend, and what was the name of the piece?
Wow, my favorite song. I have no idea.
Gotcha.
My favorite song, I have no idea. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, to her question, to where it came from.
Oh, where it came from.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great song. It's one of the, it's his best song. It's his masterpiece.
Yes, I love playing it on the piano.
I think it was from the meditation from Taith. By Jules Massenet.
No,
it was not that. I'm probably close though. I guess we don't know the answer.
Oh,
to that. What is the answer?
Oh my goodness! It was Frédéric Chopin's Prelude in C minor.
Oh, it was a classical piece.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Very good. Now we have one final question for you.
Uh-oh.
No, it isn't.
How about rock and roll in the 70s?
Here we go. Here's an Elton John question for you.
Okay.
Elton John, I'm going to name five people. You tell me the one person that Elton John has not worked with as far as singing, recording an album or a song or anything like that.
Okay.
Here's the five people. Gladys Knight, George Michael, John Lennon, Bob Dylan, Neil Sedaka.
Bob Dylan.
You're right.
Wow, very good.
I'm an Elton John fanatic.
All right, great.
Were you just faking the fact that it sounded like you might not have known the answer and then you came up with it? Was that to keep us in suspense?
Who, me? Would I do that? Norm, I love talking to you. I have to keep you on the line.
Let's keep talking. Want to do that?
I'm going to leave the room now, okay?
You know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about turning off their microphones.
Oh, that sounds good. Just
turning down
my husband doesn't wake up.
Oh, see, now you did it. Now you did it. See how you are. See how you are. Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn you over to Mike Epstein. You can flirt with him a little bit. He'll take your name and address in a little. Would you like one of those cockamamie certificates, or would you like a peepers key ring where when you press down the little frog in the middle, you can hear the sounds of spring peepers?
I've been dying for a peeper keychain ever since I heard you talking about them.
Okay, I'll send you a peeper keychain. And Mike will mark that down, so I'll remember anyway.
Oh, thank you.
Send her a certificate. Send her both, I guess.
Think of me warmly tonight, Norm.
Okay, maybe we'll send you a oh, my. Well, how warmly? What did you have in mind, sweetie?
No, whatever keeps you warm, dear.
Okay. Wow. We'll send you a certificate, and as a matter of fact, both.
Oh,
because you're kind of special.
Oh, thank you. So are you.
Oh, thank you. Let's take a break for a couple of commercials while I call. With the Swell Music Quiz. 254-1030, the number. Let's go to Russ, who's on a car phone. Hi, Russ.
He was on a car phone.
Yeah, no, there he is now. Hi, Russ.
Hey, how's it going?
Where are you?
I'm in Milford, Mass. right now.
Milford, Mass. Okay, what category would you like?
Well, considering I'm only 20 years old, something newer, like 80s popular music, something like that.
Okay, well, in rock and roll, the question is this. Name the common thread through this one. This is a tough one.
And this is a textile show?
Yeah,
yes.
Ties in with the basket weaving, the Indian basket. Yeah.
Jack, would you just be quiet? Look out the window at the traffic.
Okay.
Okay, what's the connection between these three phrases? The Indigo Girls, Leonard Bernstein, and Dead Letter Office. Now, what's the connection between all those three?
They all like glazed donuts.
How'd you know? You can't see over here.
They're all people that have never been in my kitchen.
Right, yeah.
Okay,
Indigo
Cliff.
Indigo Girls, Dead Letter Office, and what else?
Indigo Girls, Leonard Bernstein, and Dead Letter Office.
They all had songs, Walk Like an Egyptian or something? I don't know. You got me there.
That's a tough one. It's an 80s question. What would be one of the great American bands from the 80s and still in the 90s?
One of them.
They go by initials. Three initials.
R.E.M.?
Right. Norm got it right.
Right?
Yeah. Norm got it right. Indigo Girls, they worked with the Indigo Girls on their first album.
Okay.
Leonard Bernstein in that song, In the End of the World as We Know It, Leonard Bernstein is the only part where the music stops completely and they yell out Leonard Bernstein.
Oh.
And then Dead Letter Office is the album that they have with collected their B-sides and rare singles.
Oh, all right.
On that.
I have a question for you. Even though I've already lost, I have a question for you. Can you name the original four members of the band Metallica?
Okay. Hetfield?
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe my mind went completely blank.
Oh, wait a minute.
See, I wish I'd have gotten that question.
Oh, I can't believe my mind was Kirk Hammett.
Nope.
What?
He wasn't there in the beginning.
Kirk Hammett wasn't there in the beginning?
No, sir.
Lars Ulrich.
Yep.
And the guy who died, the bass player who died in the bus crash.
Well, there's two more, him and another one.
Oh, of course. The guy from Megadeth.
Yep. It was James Hetfield.
Dave Mustaine.
Cliff Burton and
Jason Newsted.
No, he's the new guy. Now you got my mind blank. Lars Ulrich.
James.
Incidentally, Cliff Burton died on the day my sister was born.
This is the grisliest answer to any question I've ever heard. This guy died.
Did you mention a question? It was a good question.
Did you mention a group named Megadeth?
Megadeth.
And all these
that
people
died. That was
dying.
The group that Dave Mustaine, who was the original guitarist for Metallica, started when they kicked him out for being an alcoholic.
Okay. And he still has a lot of problems.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Did we get all the answers to
that? I didn't get that one, so we have to give him another question.
No, but I mean, you got the answers to the questions that that Russ was asking.
Yes.
Yeah.
We named all the... All
well, no, I didn't, but...
No, but I mean, we have named them.
We did, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Norm, I got something to tell you.
Okay.
I've talked to you before. I make the trip from Louisiana to Boston.
Yes.
Three times every summer.
Yes.
A new record. I picked you up last night in Atlanta, Georgia.
Really?
Yep. I never picked you up that far south.
Yeah. Before. No. Normally we don't. We don't get many calls from Georgia. Just very, very rarely. That's not one of the 37 states that we brag about.
I only picked you up for about. Maybe a half hour, and then some Pakistani stations started coming off.
Wow. Oh, it's those Pakistanis. They'll kill you every time. Hey, that's interesting. I appreciate you even trying to get away down there.
Was that a car radio or a...
On a car radio,
it was
a
car radio. Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, thanks a lot, Russ.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you guys want to hang around just a little bit longer? Is that be okay?
Sure.
Am I pushing it too much?
Yeah, sure.
Because we have a lot of people.
I have an appointment in a half hour, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I can't be here longer than 5 o'clock because I got meeting this woman at the... Well, I'll tell you about that later on. But first, we're having fun here. You notice the way we came in right in the middle of us? We're having a picnic.
There's a true friend.
Yeah, we're passing around the lemonade bucket, having just so much swell fun. And this is the quiz.
The thing is, we're not drinking from the lemonade bucket.
You can. Here's a teetotaler here, who I don't think has ever alcohol's never touched his lips, and he's making big speeches.
Alcohol's never touched my lips either. I use a straw.
Wait
a minute. I got that from Jack.
I thought that was a good joke, and you turned it around.
I did.
Accused me of something.
I did. I accused you of something, and because you're
had nothing to do with drinking.
Because you happen to be a sleazy scumbag, and I think people ought to know that. Anyway, that's Tony Nesbitt. Who is that?
Speaking of true friends,
now he throws your name out there.
Yeah. We have Ed Mullen.
That's me.
And we also have Jack Hart.
Yeah.
Yum, yum. And we have Mike Epstein, who's our producer, and we're doing the music quiz. For those of you tuned in just now, we don't have to go through all the rules. Just listen for a little bit, and you'll get the idea. But you can pick a category. When you do call, be sure to have a question to ask us.
Yeah, that's
and
the most important thing.
And, yeah, whatever the category you pick, whether it's rock and roll, big band, or jazz, or musical comedy, pick any of those categories that you'd like, and it'll be kind of fun. Okay, let's talk with... Mickey, who is in Chelsea. Hi, Mickey.
Hi. How you doing, Hillman?
I guess we're... how are you, gentlemen?
I guess
you're
doing fine over there. And Russ, too?
Oh, let me check the gentleman. How are you doing, gentlemen?
I think they left.
Oh, okay. Now, we're all doing just fine. Thank you, Mickey.
That's great. I'm a good friend of Linda's. I'm surprised she called tonight.
Oh, you know Chase? Linda Chase?
I used to work with her quite a few years ago.
Oh, you're a musician, obviously.
Yes.
What do you play?
I play the trumpet and the keyboard.
Yeah?
And we work on and off, back and forth, the same clubs for the last 20 years.
No kidding. What's your last name?
Spiros. Mickey Spiros.
Mickey Spiros.
And it's Linda Chase.
Linda Chase.
Well, I'll say hi, Linda. She's
oh, yeah, no, Linda. Linda's done theme songs and stuff.
I know,
just
I heard.
Yeah, no, she's become an old friend of mine. She's a sweetheart of a lady.
I'm going to go up there and say, we're playing up at Hampton Beach at Giovanni's. We'll be done up there, too. But anyway, I got a question for you, Norman. Well, and for Russ, too.
Well, we got to get the category. We got to ask you a question first.
One is classical trumpet, and the other one's rock and roll. And for you, is who is the first...
Well, wait a minute. Hold on just a minute. Now, what happens here is, see, you pick a category, then we ask you a question in that category. Then you ask us...
If I'm wrong, I can't ask you.
Well, you can, for fun.
Okay, go ahead.
For fun, you can. Okay, so what category are you going to pick?
We take classical trumpet.
Classical trumpet?
Yeah.
I'm afraid we don't have a category.
Well, good. I got you that one.
We have classical trombone, but we didn't bring the classical trumpet book with us today.
We have one on harmonica polkas.
Please don't do that to me. You're
a little too specialized. Name a general, just a general category.
It seems we don't have any classical. First of all, you said you had a rock and roll question. So
okay,
I guess you might as well pick rock and roll as a category.
Okay,
right?
Give me a rock and roll question.
Okay, is the rock and roll question. Who conducted the Love Unlimited Orchestra?
Peter Wolf.
Let me rephrase the question. Who is the lead singer in Jay Giles' band?
I try anyway.
Okay, I'm sorry you missed that, but ask us what you had in mind anyway.
Okay, on trumpet, I don't know if I'm going to put this on a classical question or not, but circular breathing on a trumpet... And did the song called Flight of the Bumblebee.
Ooh, on a trumpet. Wow.
Harry James?
Very close.
Who did Flight of the Bumblebee on a trumpet?
Yes, I'll give you another hint if you want.
Hank Jim?
No, give us another hint.
Okay, he has two sons.
Oh, wow.
That also play the horn.
That also play trumpet. I don't know, is it like a Henry Bussey or... No, he wouldn't have been able to play that.
He had daughters.
I have no idea. Who would that be?
No guess?
One of the Dorseys?
No. Can't guess, no. Neither Dorsey played trumpet. I give up. Who?
Rafael Mendez.
Oh, I'd forgotten about Rafael Mendez. Yeah, he was very popular for about 4 minutes.
Yeah, for a couple of minutes, yeah.
A couple of minutes.
And just while you're at it, who's the big guy got a brick in his mouth to the song called Java?
Oh, that was Al Hurt.
There you go.
Okay.
So you got that one.
Okay, Mickey.
Now, here's the rock and roll question for you.
Who sang
on the song, on the Beatles song, Get Back, besides the Beatles, who is a superstar?
Billy Preston.
Nope. Get Back.
I guess we don't know. Who was that?
Come on.
No, we don't know. Who was that?
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger?
Yep.
Right. Not true.
Is that right? No. There seems to be some question about that, Mickey.
Yeah, no.
People are sitting back here and saying, Mickey, he doesn't know what he's talking about. That's crazy. Anyway, we got to move along, Mickey, but I thank you very much. I have a feeling Mickey had probably about 20 more questions to ask him, but those were interesting.
There's going to be the pop balalaika after a while.
That would be a good category. We'll include that next time. Okay. And I still like the idea of polkas. We'll have a polka category. Because all polkas are the same anyway. They just have different names. Oh, I know that one. That's called the Take Me to Nahant Beach Polka.
Sure, how about this one?
I know that one, too. That's let's all eat up the salami sandwich polka.
Sure.
Then wasn't there...
That was another one, wasn't it?
Yes. That's called a summertime polka.
That's right. How's the second verse called?
Now, cut that out! Jim up in New Hampshire. Hi, Jim. You're on WBC, and shame on you if you don't have anything better to do.
Actually, I'm an unemployed radio personnel, so...
Oh, are you really?
Yes.
Join the crowd. We're here, but they're not paying us.
Can I take one off the board?
Sure.
The one with New York State of Mind Glass Houses has to be Billy Joel.
Oh, that's right. Very good. Very good.
I've got one question. I've got a good one of two questions. I'm going to go with this one. This person produced and engineered Pink Floyd's albums, and he's also had his own group.
Alan Parsons?
Yes.
Oh, hey, listen, good. What kind of radio did you do?
Speaking of... who were you just talking about a few minutes ago? Great band leader, maestro.
Oh, Rafael Mendez?
No.
Kate Kaiser?
Part of R.E.M.
Oh, R.E.M., yes.
There was a concert held in Lawrence, Massachusetts.
Leonard Bernstein?
Leonard Bernstein. I was at that concert because I used to work with an old colleague of yours, Norman, who passed away 11 years ago. 9 years, let me see. 9 years ago. Mr. Lou Marcel.
Oh, Lou Marcel, really?
Yeah, I worked up at the old station of WCCM.
Oh, really? Did you?
Yes. And I went down to work in Washington and a few other places.
Yeah. Oh, I remember when Leonard Bernstein came in. Of course, he's from Lawrence, and they had a welcome home tribute to him.
Yeah, 65th birthday, if I'm not
mistaken. Yeah, yeah.
It was a great concert. We put it out over the year at that time, and we did all the setup and everything. It was a fantastic concert.
Yeah, now, what year was that?
I think it was 1984, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, 1984.
So let me ask your guest one quick question.
Okay.
And I don't know if this is true, but I want this female vocalist who hit her prime in 84, 85, and just came back this last year. Cyndi Lauper, was she ever with the Fabulous Thunderbirds?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Because
the reason I'm saying I don't think so either is because on our dumb birthday game, we had a little sketch of her. Her birthday was about a day or two ago.
Yeah, well, mine was 2 days ago.
Too. Oh, was it?
Yeah.
You bought the same day as Cyndi Lauper?
The 19th.
Okay, and I remember reading the sketch about her to give a clue to our panel. And I don't remember the Thunderbirds being brought up at all. Yeah. And I think it would have been had she been a member of that, because that's a well-known group.
Well, the reason it came up is because when she first went into the working with Hulk Hogan and Lou Albano and stuff like that, when she hit with her
Girls Just Want to Have Fun
and, you know, that stuff. But there was something in one of the trade journals had this thing that she did a stint with the Fabulous Thunderbirds, and I thought it was a little outrageous about it.
There's no common thread there.
Okay, well...
I don't think so, no.
But, Norman, there was a nice article about you about a month and a half ago in the Portsmouth Herald.
Yes. You know the part I got a big kick out of underneath in identifying, in the little italic section, it said... That Norm Nathan is the father of Sarah Nathan,
who was a writer
and reporter or something, or staff member of the Portsmouth Herald, and that I got a big kick out of that. That was great. Hey, thank you for telling me,
Norman,
about
you
that.
You have a very good morning, and the rest of the crew there.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
And good luck to you. Well, I hope he gets a job soon. That's I've been.
It'll be yours.
Well, that's okay, because I've been in his position more than one time. Let me tell you, and it's not a whole lot of fun. Well, have you had much experience? Yes, I have. I've had about 38 years experience, more than you have, Buster. If you want to say that to somebody who's interviewing you, yeah. As a matter of fact, I was in radio before you even knew there was radio, you scumbag.
I like your style. You've got the job.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I like a guy who speaks up. Joanne in Walpole, hi, you're on WBC, Joanne.
Hi.
What an adorable voice. You're melting the hearts of all the our male members of our panel.
Oh, God.
I don't know why I said the male members. We have no female members of the panel.
Speaking of male members.
Are you sure?
Hold on a minute while I look. Excuse me, you with the mustache. Are you man or woman or what? Okay. Anyway, what category would you like, Joanne?
Rock and roll, please. In the
80s. Oh, you're a young person.
I'm 25.
Oh, that's a beautiful age.
Single?
I wrote to Norm. I actually wrote to you like March of 93 when my dog died. And you made me feel better.
Oh, I remember that letter.
Yeah.
And you sent me back another letter thanking me for the note.
Yeah.
And saying what you're just saying now. That's very nice.
That didn't get an answer to my question.
Yeah, did you get a note? Oh, are you married?
Yes.
Oh, you are married. Okay. And here's the question I have, and you can tell it's coming from an older person. Did you get another dog?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I got another cat.
She got married.
Oh, so now we have four cats.
Oh, you have four cats?
Yeah.
Okay, I have three cats. Does your... Come closer.
Here we go. I've been hearing this question all weekend long. Yeah. I'm getting sick of it.
Yeah, does your house smell from cat urine?
No.
Neither does mine.
They go in the litter box.
I know, but I have a litter box, too. Are you on one floor or two floors?
The litter box is in the cellar.
Oh, it's in the cellar. Now, see, I'm thinking maybe I don't put a litter box in every room. Because these guys, they're kind of lazy. They don't want to go back to where it is.
Oh, no.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
Did you ever think maybe because There's not much litter left in it. It's mostly cat stuff.
Yeah, you should empty it.
No. I clean that out all the time. Just stop that.
No, I know you do because you patch your driveway with it.
I'm the WBZ sex symbol. We don't talk that way.
I know you clean it
because you patch your driveway with it.
I do. I have the only driveway made out of cat litter.
Used
cat litter.
A quarter of a mile. It's cat litter all the way down.
You know something? I don't care to discuss this any further. Okay, you pick rock and roll.
Something in the 80s, perhaps.
Okay.
Here's your question. There's a loose connection here, and tell me what it is.
Oh,
it's Miami Vice, Beverly Hills Cop, and the Eagles. What's the common thread?
Don Henley.
I'll take your next guess.
Okay, wait.
That's two out of three.
I know it. I do know it.
Okay.
He just tried.
Miami Vice, Beverly Hills Cop, and the Eagles.
Oh, what's that guy's name? I hate him. What is his name?
I hate him.
Not Sean Henley. You know who I mean.
His connection really isn't... Let me just get a little closer. And the answer is...
I can see him.
It's the other guy.
I can see you.
I can see
you. He lives next to you? You're looking in his window?
Glenn
Fry is correct. Glenn Fry is correct.
Just made it. You only had about 20 minutes left before the time would have been up. Okay.
Did you get the Midnight Oil answer?
No, that's still on the board. We're asking for the lead singer of Midnight Oil.
Is that Peter Garrett?
And now you're two for two now. You're on a roll now.
All right, I have a question for you.
All right.
In the band Echo and the Bunnymen, who was Echo?
Wow. If you could do something, Jack, besides go, we'd appreciate that.
Otherwise, it's called stalling.
Yeah. Otherwise, we could eliminate your entire role in this play.
It just has to do with what I had for lunch.
Oh, ooh. I see.
Speaking of echoes, it's repeating. Huh?
Yeah, that's sure.
And any of you, when you guys
idea.
No, nobody knows the answer.
You don't listen to alternative music?
No, I love Bring on the Dancing Horses.
What station has the alternative music? That FNX?
FNX, yeah, 95.1.
Tell me the name of the guy in the morning.
The guy in the morning on FNX?
Yeah.
I have no clue. Morning guy, Ty?
Ty, the morning guy, that's right.
Ty, the morning guy.
No, I was out with him about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Right.
No, you're not impressed now. Wow. You should say, wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Okay.
That's terrific.
Okay, now I've lost my place. What happens now?
What was the answer?
You guys don't listen to good music.
We just don't know the name. We listen to it.
The thing is FNX, all the alternative music is now kind of the popular music.
That's true.
Yeah,
the Cure.
Yeah, there are some bands that still stay alternative.
And also what we do here at WWE.
That was a lot of fun. A big thank you to Ed Mullen for his efforts when we do this show, and to you, the callers, who did your best to follow the rules. If you'd like a copy of those rules, please send a self-addressed stamped envelope to... I'm only kidding. As always, please like, subscribe, and share. Links down below to all the other places you can listen to the silliness. With that said, before we close the vault and ride the radio waves home, how about a reprise of Linda Chase and the Swell Music Quiz theme?
Music's great, music's swell, and Ed Mullen and Norm know it well. Rock and roll, pop or jazz, use gold bonds on that rash. Ask Tony, Ed, Mike, Jack, or Norm, it's true. Honey, please play the Swell Music Quiz. It's a happy scene. Show tunes or big bands, a little of everything. If you get it wrong, you'll be made to drink Ovaltine. Please play the Swell Music game. It's for me and for you.
Ed Mullen, Linda Chase, Marilyn Gorelnick, and Norm Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.